Biden welcomed the Indian Prime Minister to the White House, praising a new era in U.S.-India relations, the trip roundly condemned by human rights advocates. At least five Democratic lawmakers announced plans to boycott Modi's joint address to Congress, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Cori Bush, Jamal Bowman. In a post on social media, Congressmember Tlaib wrote, "It's shameful that Modi's been given a platform at our nation's capital. His long history of human rights abuses, anti-democratic actions targeting Muslims and religious minorities, and censoring journalists is unacceptable," she said. More than 70 Democrats in the House and Senate also signed a letter urging Biden to focus on human rights in talks with Modi. Congressmember Khanna, many in the progressive community were surprised to learn you were not only in favor of Modi addressing a joint session of Congress and Biden welcoming Modi with a rare state dinner, one of the highest diplomatic honors bestowed on a foreign leader, but you were a major engine for this. Amit Srivastava wrote in Truth Out, "Why did Rep. Khanna, who positions himself as a progressive, choose to invite Modi in spite of the prime minister and the BJP's track record of violence and bigotry, especially at a moment when the Uttarakhand and Manipur violence are escalating? The answer lies in the U.S.-India defense partnership and the drive toward war. It's clear that in the context of a growing Cold War with China and Russia, the West has decided it's time to withdraw India in, even if it means playing to the megalomania of an authoritarian leader." Your response, Congressmember Khanna?
Well, it's a fair question. I believe that the prime minister is an elected leader of 1.4 billion people. And the way to make progress on human rights is to engage with the Indian prime minister. I also am sensitive that India is two generations removed from colonialism. My grandfather, as you know, spent years in jail under British colonialism and then was part of the Congress Party advocating for pluralism. So the idea that India is going to respond simply by being lectured from the West is not going to work. And my view is similar to Fareed Zakaria's or President Obama's, that we have to engage India, a rising democracy, an ally, though they have problems, and then have a conversation about the challenge of multiracial, multiethnic democracy. And that means respecting minority rights. It means making sure that Sikhs, Muslims, Christians, all are treated equally and having those candid conversations with the prime minister and others, as I did when I had the opportunity to meet the prime minister. But to simply boycott a country that has chosen to elect their own leader, I think, would be a mistake and not actually advance human rights in India.
According to The Nation, you received more than $110,000 from Hindu nationalist figures in the United States. Your response?
Well, we raise millions of dollars online. There are many Indian Americans who contribute to our campaign, many Pakistani Americans who contribute to our campaign. I don't ask their view on Indian politics when they're contributing, but certainly I have gone out of my way to criticize right-wing nationalism in India, to stand up for pluralism, and even have, in the last two election cycles, had a challenger who has been supported by some of the extreme elements because they didn't like my stance on pluralism.
Well, I want to thank you for being with us, Congressmember Rep. Khanna, Democratic congressmember from California, deputy whip of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Just recently voted no on the Pentagon budget, the sole voice in the Armed Service Committee. The vote was 58-1, that vote from Rep. Khanna. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is produced with Renee Fels, Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Masaya Rhodes, Maria Tarasena, Tammy Warren, Tarina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tamari Astudio, John Hamilton, Rabbi Karen, Honey Masood, and Sanji Lopez, our executive director, Julie Crosby. Special thanks to Becca Staley, John Randolph, Paul Powell, Mike DeFilippo, Miguel Nogueira, Hugh Grant, Dennis Moynihan, David Prude, and Dennis McCormick. To see our interviews and video and audio podcasts, you can go to democracynow.org and sign up there for our daily news digest. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh. Thanks so much for joining us.
listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to episode number 2326 of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or The Roots Program, depending on where you are listening. I am Mando Rich, and I've got a pretty darn good show for you today. Yeah, we'll start off on the liquored up side of the family, like we usually do. We'll close down on the gospel side of the family, like we usually do, and along the way, we'll hear lots of great music, including five tracks picked out by WVUD's own Woody Snyder. Well, what say we get started with Wayne the Train Hancock, eh?
Sitting in a juke joint, surrounded by alcohol. Sitting in a juke joint, surrounded by alcohol. Well, if I'm gonna have me one beer, you know I'm gonna drink 'em all. Temptation, temptation, why you won't mess with me? Yeah. Temptation, temptation, why you won't mess with me? 'Cause you're all about nothing, hard times and misery.
Temptation, temptation.
misery. All them drinking blue. Well, me and Sally had just had another one of those fights. I figured it was gonna be another one of those nights. So I hopped into my Chevy and I drove downtown. It seemed like everyone was hanging around. So I stopped into my favorite spot just to try to unwind. Cheap beer, cheap whiskey, I ain't sipping no wine. It's the same old situation, seemed to happen to me all the time. I really started to fly, but then I woke up in the morning and I thought that I was gonna die. Well, I walked to the bar and I sat on my favorite stool. Reached into my pocket, didn't even have a quarter for food. But I was sitting right next to my old friend Will, who said he had an extra dollar to kill. And I said, barkeep, do what you can just to give me my fill. Cheap beer, cheap whiskey, I ain't sipping no wine. It's the same old situations that happen to me all the time. Cheap beer, cheap whiskey, I really started to fly. But then I woke up in the morning and I thought that I was gonna die. You can't have your Johnny and Jose, 'cause I was raised on the bottom shelf, and on the bottom shelf I will stay.
Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to
Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard, fully endorsed by the Big Possum String Band.
And now we're going to have a bit of Baby Stovepipe with some Whiskey Before Breakfast. Let her go!
Used to spend my nights out in a barroom. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back, being too far gone. Whiskey, you're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy, and honey, I stay strong on your. Same old places, found the bottom of the bottle's always dry. But when you pulled out your heart, I didn't waste it, 'cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. Whiskey, you're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy, and honey, I stay stoned on your. Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee. understand.
Seven.
And while you enjoy Tommy Emmanuel along with David Grisman and Brian Sutton play Duke's Sea Jam Blues from Tommy Emmanuel's record Accomplice One, I'll tell you about that last set of music, our Liquored Up set here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or The Roots Program. Wayne Hancock got us started with Drinkin' Blues from his 2006 record Tulsa. Then John Otto Young gave us Cheap Beer from his 2019 record Sunset Tour. Then after the PSA, Chris Stapleton gave us Tennessee Whiskey from his 2015 record Traveler. And the last thing you heard was from Heather Pearson and her trio doing Drink and Dance from her 2019 record Lines and Spaces. All right, let's get back to Tommy Emmanuel. In just a few moments, you'll hear from Woody Snyder.
Richard, good to be back.
Well, it's great to have you back on the air with me. And Woody Snyder, longtime WVUD DJ who is now retired, always likes to share some music with us here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio and The Roots Program. And the first thing you've got picked out as hinted at with the musical bed from Tommy Emmanuel that people are listening to right now is you picked out a great song from Tommy Emmanuel. What did you pick out?
Tom Emmanuel is Working Man's Blues. And actually, he's, of course, I always liked Tommy Emmanuel, an Australian guitar player and singer, but Merle Haggard, I think, wrote this song from quite a long time ago.
Get a friend up here. Look out, it's dangerous, Bob Littell. With his dangerous hop. Yeah, yeah. Got anything to say there, Bob? I think you just said it all. Big job, just getting by with nine kids and a wife. I've been a working man, dang near all my life, and keep on working. long my two hands will fit to you. And I drink my beer in a tavern and sing a little bit of these working man blues. Well, I keep my nose on the grindstone and work hard every day. Might get a little tired on the weekend. After I blow my pay, I'll go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drink my beer in a tavern and sing a little of the working man blues. Sometimes I think about leaving, do a little bumming around. Throw my bills out the window and catch a train to another town. Then I go back work. I buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. And I drink my beer in a tavern and sing a little bit of the working man. Here comes a working man, baby. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. And I drink my beer in the tavern and sing a little bit of these working men. With the crew, I drink my beer right here. I drink a little bit of these working man blues. I drink my beer in a tavern. I sing a little bit of these working man blues.
Left them behind. crazy days with you. The only thing I still do, like I used to do, is carry this torch for you. Pack our bags and run, chasing some crazy dream into the morning sun. Now as the twilight falls, I find I'm satisfied watching today as the very first time. And those old ways of mine, I've left them behind. Those crazy days are through. The only thing I still do, like I used to do, is carry this torch for you.
Saw it, we all ran out just to see what it had to say. And when we read it, our eyes filled with tears and we fell to the cold hard clay. Something about a mortgage, something about foreclosure, something about failing to pay. Oh, and on the post by the general store they put up a little sign. An auction sale day after tomorrow at the end of Lincoln Line. 30 years of farming, 30 years of heartache, 30 years of day to day. Oh, my daddy stopped talking the day the farm was auctioned. There was nothing left to say. Tears fell freely down as she walked among the flowers in the yard. And every number the auctioneer called was like a blow to her precious heart. And every number the auctioneer called meant another thing was sold that day. While everything was auctioned, we stood there watching while they loaded it and drove it away. And on the post
was by the general store. They put up a little sign, an auction sale day after tomorrow at the end of Lincoln Line. 30 years of farming, 30 years of heartache, 30 years of day to day.
My daddy stopped talking
the day the farm was auctioned. There was nothing left to say.
There was nothing for us to do. Nothing in the granary, no hay in the meadow, no cattle, no tractor, no tool. So we loaded up the car, took the clothes we wore, and a few things we managed to save. Mama read from the book, we took one last look, and then we drove away.
And on the post by the general store, they put up a little sign, an auction sale day after tomorrow at the end of Lincoln Line. 30 years of farming, 30 years of heartache, 30 years of day to day.
Oh, my daddy stopped talking
the day the farm was auctioned. There was nothing left to say.
Looking through on memories in my cedar closet stashed away, I found the old mandolin that Grandpa used to play. I picked it up and held it close, thinking about those years ago and all the great music Grandpa made. Weathered, worn, but never frail, with calloused hands he gently played, bringing easy feeling to a hard-working day. And though times were hard as they could be, he never once complained to me. He just let the music soothe the pain. And Grandpa played the mandolin, the family gathered round to sing the old-time songs generations handed down. I can still hear every single phrase from every song he played. Wish I could sing a song with Grandpa today. Grandpa passed away. The family gathered round once more to sing Amazing Grace. Now this mandolin's reminding me of what my grandpa taught to me, that music makes the world a better place. When Grandpa played the mandolin, the family gathered round sing the old-time songs generations handed down. I can still hear every single phrase from every song he played. Wish I could sing a song with with Grandpa today. Seems like old times again with Grandpa's mandolin.
A set of music that Woody Snyder has picked out for you here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots program, depending on where you are listening. In the background, you're listening to Tim Stafford play Tranquil Tides from his record Guitar Melodies. And the first thing Woody picked out was Tommy Emmanuel doing Merle Haggard's Working Man Blues, recorded live in about 2007-2008, something like that. And then you picked out a really nice song from Amy Gallatin and Stillwaters up in that bluegrass hotbed of Connecticut.
I did, and picked out the song Like I Used to Do, a very popular song. And I think Tim O'Brien, I think, wrote the song Like I Used to Do.
And then the next thing you picked out is a classic bluegrass number from James King. And it came out in 2002 as the title track to the record he put out. What was that song?
The song was 30 Years of Farming, and James King, of course, was a great guitar player and a great singer, and Fred Eagle Smith, I think, wrote the song for him. And James King, I think he's no longer with us, but he did put out some really good albums.
Yeah, he did. Then the next thing you picked out is one that I wish I could get my grandkids to pay attention here. It's from Third Time Out. What did you pick out?
Well, I see why you would like it. Grandpa's Mandolin, and by the Third Time Out band. Of course, Third Time Out's always been one of my favorites, and I think one of your favorites too, with Russell Moore as the leader. And I think they've been playing for about 25 years or so, and they're just terrific guys. And we, by the way, it's Grandpa's Mandolin, and I know you and I really, we both do like mandolins.
Yeah, but I can't get my grandkids interested in my mandolins. I mean, they'll play with my basses, they'll play with my piano, but they're not interested in my guitars and my mandolins. Really strange.
Well, maybe that'll change. You never know.
All right, Woody, those are four great songs, and you've got one last one, and it's sort of a country song from Alison Krauss.
This is a song called Tonight I'll Be Lonely Too, and Sidney Cox, I think, wrote the song. And
yeah, you're right. I think Sidney Cox of the Cox family wrote that song.
Yes, I'm sure he did, and of course, Alison has been one of the really great stars of music. Of course, she's a terrific fiddle player. She's been doing that for a long time. Fabulous voice, and she's been, of course, a great singer, as we all will know. So you hear Alison Krauss songs, and I know we play them every now and then, but I don't know if we played Tonight I'll Be Lonely Too.
Well, Woody, tonight I'll be lonely too, because I won't be visiting with you and Miss Patty.
Not tonight, you won't be. But maybe sometime. I know we have in the past.
Well, thank you so much for sharing this music with our listeners.
Well, you're certainly welcome, and I think they'll like it. And we enjoy putting these things together for us, for both of us.
All right, yeah, both of us have a great time with us. All right, folks, at Woody's request, right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio and the Roots program, here comes Alison Krauss with Tonight I'll Be Lonely Too.
Gone from me so soon.
show me it's no use, the pain's in your eyes. I know you've been so unhappy. Talk of new love, the words are all lies. So you go on pretending like always. Well, tonight
about two unassuming friends, a humpback whale and a mountain lion. I hope you have a good imagination. In case you don't, here's how it really happened. Well, she was walking down by the ocean side as the sun was slowly sinking, when she heard a blow and she turned to see a great big tail a splashing. So she went out to the edge, and when he came back up, he was looking right up at her. So she roared hello, and he spun around, and he breached the clear blue water. And they saw eye to eye, and they spoke mind to mind about the setting sun and the new moon rise. Yeah, you never know where, and you never know when you're gonna meet your next very best friend. Well, here's another story about two more friends. They met up in the wild blue yonder, a young friendly moose on his first adventure in a wise old river otter. Well, the moose was waiting along the banks of the creek, looking for a little breakfast, when he reached too far and he caught his antlers on a low-hanging willow branches. And then the otter came along with a whistle and a song, and starting on the branches and the twigs, he freed the moose in a flash. Then they laughed and they splashed and they danced to an Irish jig. And they saw eye to eye, and they spoke mind to mind about the hills and valleys and the gorgeous northern lights. Boy, you never know where, and you never know when you're gonna meet your next very best friend. You might be skipping down the street or building castles on the beach when a stranger meets your eye, and at the same time you say hi, and you see eye to eye, and you speak mind to mind about the ups and downs of this beautiful thing called life. Yeah, we never know where, and we never know when we're gonna meet our next very best friend. Where we're gonna meet our next very best friend.
Camino del llano viene puntero en la soledad. Camino del llano viene puntero en la soledad. El cabrestero cantando, ay. Su copla en la madrugada. El cabrestero cantando su copla en la madrugada. Pero ay. Y el novillo se retira como el novillo era toro. La vaca siempre lo mira, mariposa, nube de agua. la puede encontrar. La luna busca la sombra y no la puede encontrar, porque la sombra se esconde. Detrás de la madrugada, porque la sombra se esconde detrás de la madrugada, pero silencia tanta amargura que toda leche da queso, toda pena se cura los mañanita cayendo sobre el palmar. Ya viene la mañanita cayendo sobre el palmar. El cabrestero prosigue a con su doliente cantar. El cabrestero prosigue con su doliente cantar, pero se acordará de mí, solamente la tinaja por el agua que le bebí, lucerito, nube de agua.
Running a little late for the mid-show station break, but we'll get you there. Let me tell you what you've been listening to first. Let's see. Woody picked out Alison Krauss doing Tonight I'll Be Lonely Too. Then I picked out John Smith doing Best Friends. Then I picked out Queen Esther doing When I See You Again. Larry and Joe came up next from their new record, Nuevo South Train. That's Larry Bellerin on the harp and Joe Troop doing the singing. And they gave you La Tonada del Cabresto. And in the background, you're listening to Spencer and Raines doing Walk Around My Bedside from their Release the Skeleton Keys. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back shortly with more great music. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or
Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT. Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now.